Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The running of the Boston Marathon is an annual tribute to human endurance and individual effort, but yesterday it was a scene of horror. Three people died, more than 150 were injured, some seriously, in what federal authorities are calling a potential act of terrorism. Much of the Back Bay, Copley Square area remains under lockdown this morning as a massive investigation is underway. We'll have the latest on the scene this morning in just a minute, but first, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports on the bombing that rocked the city yesterday.
On Boylston Street, an hour after two devices exploded near the Boston Marathon finish line, the air was filled with the sounds of sirens and an acrid smell. Helicopters hovered high overhead, and on the sidewalks and streets, runners wrapped in aluminum foil blankets stood shivering from the race and shocked by the news. Lauren Healy from Springfield was trying to spot her daughter, Sharon, finish the marathon.
And all of a sudden, I heard a loud, huge explosion and saw smoke, immediately followed by a second explosion and more smoke, and then chaos just erupted. We just stood in disbelief, and the police and the fire acted immediately. They went into emergency mode, and they stopped the race immediately and started moving all the spectators back.
Leave the area.
Boston police began clearing the area of people from around the finish line. One block, two blocks, then three, amid fears there were more bombs.
So you're going to clear out the footbridge. There's a package on the footbridge, so you're going to go towards Columbus Ave. That footbridge there. Go towards Columbus Ave.
Rumors spread. A report that an explosion at the JFK Library in Dorchester was connected with the marathon bombs later proved false, as did another report that a suspect was found at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Adding to the confusion, cell phone service around Copley Square was knocked out by so many people trying to make mobile calls. But then slowly came confirmed news. People had died, including an 8-year-old boy, and scores more were injured. Nurse Edie Cardwell from Webster, Massachusetts, was working in the marathon medical tent near the finish line.
I saw casualties. I saw glass. I saw one guy being wheeled by me that lost two of his legs. Just chaos.
Boston's Joint Terrorism Strike Force set up a command center and press room at the Westin Copley Hotel. Members of the Metro SWAT team in full battle dress, armed with shotguns and automatic weapons, guarded elevators, stairways, and escalators. There were U.S. Marshals, agents from the Secret Service, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, state police, and more. Rick DeLaurier, head of the FBI's Boston office, says his agency will head up the investigation.
This will be a combined federal, state, and local effort. It will be an ongoing investigation. It is a criminal investigation that is a potential terrorist investigation.
The blocks around Copley Square are an active crime scene. Police Commissioner Ed Davis says the area will be cordoned off as investigators gather evidence.
The Boston Police Department is on emergency deployment. We are working 12-hour shifts, and there will be a significant police presence throughout the city. Please give us some space around the Copley area as we process this scene.
1,500 troops from the Massachusetts National Guard have been mobilized to enforce the restricted area, says Guard Adjutant General Scott Rice.
We got 500 that's securing this area with Boston PD and the state police. We got another 500 joining up with transient police, and then we got another 500 doing depth of force to augment where we need them.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick says there will be business in Boston today and the days ahead, but not as usual.
People should expect those who are riding the T, that there will be random checks of backpacks and other parcels. And we just ask everyone to be patient with that inconvenience for the time being. It is for the public's safety.
The governor is also asking people to be on a state of heightened vigilance and report suspicious packages and activities to law enforcement agencies. The FBI has set up a special hotline for information, 1-800-CALL-FBI. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.